All right, a household name for his 2-time Golden Globe and 3-time Emmy Award-winning performance playing the fast-talking Hollywood agent, Ari Gold, in HBO series Entourage, actor, comedian, and podcast host Jeremy Piven also achieved significant success playing the title role in the British PBS television drama Mr. Selfridge. Jeremy's next film is All-Star Weekend with Jamie Foxx and Robert Downey Jr., which debuts later this year. And he now tours the country with a successful stand-up comedy show, flexing a comedy muscle that few actors have been able to transition over to. Jeremy will be at the Vic Theater on Friday, June 6th. For tickets, you can visit AXS.com. To talk about it all is Jeremy Piven. Mr. Piven, how are you?
Fantastic, man. I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you.
You're welcome. How cool is this that you're back where you grew up? You're coming back here, doing a show here. It has to be something you actually look forward to doing, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is the biggest show that I have. There's nothing like going home for so many different reasons. The community is so supportive. All my roots are there. I just buried my mother there.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
And so this one means more to me than anything.
First of all, I'm sorry for your loss, Jeremy.
Thank you.
I know that's a tough one. I lost my dad last year as well. You've been around in film and television for such a long time, and you're a comedic actor, and you're a dramatic actor too, but you're also a funny guy, and that's a different element. And you decided to hit the stage back in 2017, and you really haven't looked back. You're very comfortable on stage.
Yeah, I mean, the stage is my home. I jumped up at the Piven Theater at 8 years old in Evanston, and been up, you know, ever since. So it's have a century of stage experience, and you know, Second City that everyone knows there. That was my first job out of college, and all roads lead to stand up. I love it. The Vic Theater on June 6th is. I'm going to be filming something, so everyone will be a part of it. We all get to hug it out.
yeah,
it is my home, and I've been writing on my feet my whole life. So I've only technically been touring as a stand-up for 10 years, but I feel like everything has led to this.
You know, with the Piven Theater you mentioned, I mean, that's your parents, your late parents were the founders of this great theater. You got your feet wet there. I mean, so the inspiration always in life comes from your folks, but this really is a different level because this is what they love to do, and this is what you love to do.
Yeah, I think that I, not to be too dramatic, but I did think that I picked my parents, and they were just incredible human beings, are true artists that dedicated their lives to directing and teaching, and a lot of people benefited from them. So we honor the space that we occupy when we perform. And so it's an honor to get up on stage and to be at such a beautiful stage at the Vic.
Yeah.
Where, you know, many people listen, Chicago, they all come out, and
it's true.
They're probably the best live theater community in the country. So I'm just honored to be from there.
As they were also very honored when one of our own come back, and that's why I think that support comes from, is we know you're from here. You know, you grew up in Evanston, went to Evanston High School. You're a part of this community. So when somebody who has found that success outside the city comes back and wants to celebrate with us and make us laugh, it's really important.
It's the least I can do. I wish I could be in Chicago more than I actually am. I'll be back there again for probably to release The Performance, which is a film that I did with my sister.
Right.
And my mother gave me the short story, so it's a Piven project for sure that means the world to me.
Amazing. So let's talk a little bit about the movie The Performance. And your mother was a big inspiration around this.
Yeah, she gave 15 years ago, she gave me the short story and said there's something in here for you. And part of what she did in our theater was always identify beautiful pieces of literature for us to perform, and she took that very seriously. And from the time we grew up, Joan Cusack, John Cusack, myself, Aidan Quinn, Lily Taylor, all of us, we all got to perform, and they found we were exposed to literature that I was butchering Chekhov from an early age, Kurt Vonnegut, like these beautiful stories, and she did it again and found this short story that changed my life. It's the best work of my life, and my sister, I had her adapt it and direct it. And so when it comes out, it'll be a tribute to her. I wanted, she would ask me about it daily, and I wanted it to come out. And she passed away, a couple months ago. And this is life, man. It ain't easy. Grown old ain't for sissies. But the whole thing is a tribute to her. And every time I step on stage, it's a tribute to her.
Love that your sister's involved in all this as well.
Yeah, she's a brilliant director, a stage director that has directed on stage in Chicago for her whole life. And that is, believe it or not, very unique for a film director. And you would think that it isn't, but she gave brilliant, brilliant notes, performance notes, which you don't always get from film directors, because they're a lot of times very, very savvy with the technical aspect, but don't necessarily come from a theater background. So we worked, I never thought for a second, oh, it's my older sister. Shut up. I know what I'm doing. So, yeah, I mean, it was just all, it just creatively worked perfectly.
So early on, I remember you, Jeremy, in the film Say Anything. We're about the same age. It was a coming-of-age comedy with your pal John Cusack. Then you did a sketch show called Carol and Company with Carol Burnett. And I'm a huge fan of Carol's, like countless others. It was in the early 90s. How cool was it to work next to this cultural icon so early in your career?
Yeah, I've been auditioning my whole life. And that was one of those auditions. I remember one of my first like break out of college after Second City. I went from the Carol Burnett show to the Larry Sanders show on HBO, Ellen, and then on to Entourage and 80 movies. But the Carol Burnett thing was like, I had to put aside that she was larger than life and this absolute genius that was wildly intimidating. And I think one of the reasons why I was able to navigate is she was such a sweet, decent, grounded person. She reminded me of my mother in the way that she was a gypsy and an artist, but also very practical and was a mom.
For sure. I mean, and everything, every step in your career makes you who you are today. And I will tell you, you mentioned the Larry Sanders show. That was probably the first big role. I'm rewatching that right now. And I will tell you, brilliant role and just brilliant for you. That was a great, great role for you.
Ironically, it was indicative of my career. They couldn't decide between me and Wally Langham. And so they just split the role. I've never even heard of that.
Yeah.
They're like, you guys both do it and just divvy up the lines. And so I kind of had half a role. And it's very indicative of the 40 movies and TV stuff that I did before Entourage, and the way that doesn't matter what the role is, how small it is, you got to get in there and just think that it's the lead, give it as much integrity and love as you possibly can, and just dig in. So it wasn't really there on the page, but I was surrounded by geniuses, and it was an incredible experience. And all that stuff was like graduate school work for me to prepare me for, the moment where they're going to, like, let me open up, which is Entourage. So I was ready, like Shakespeare says, and my mom used to quote, the readiness is all. So by the time they called my number, I was ready.
You were ready for that, for sure. Who were some of your inspirations in Chicago?
I think my inspirations were, like, as a kid, my father would take me to go see John Malkovich.
Oh, okay.
And so I'd watch Malkovich just absolutely crush True West, in a basement. And I just looked at that and I went, what is that? That is fascinating and inspiring. And I was very lucky. And my dad took me backstage and introduced me to him. And, I got to see my father at the Goodman Theater with Aidan Quinn in Hamlet, and it's Bill Peterson was crushing at these guys,
right,
all guys before me. I was at Second City with Chris Farley. And so these are all different types of inspiration.
Well, and you're so diverse in what you do and the roles that you play. And I think it all does start with comedy. You can do comedy. You can usually transition easily into drama. Was there, as far as a comedian is concerned, because you're on stage now, who were some of your inspirations that you watched or listened to on a record or a tape of a comedian that really said, wow, that they do a really great job, and I would love to do something like that?
George Carlin.
Yeah.
His material was absolutely brilliant. And then Eddie Murphy was just kind of effortless, flawless, just so funny and relatable and accessible. And having to think and improvise on your feet, that's a different muscle that can inform stand-up.
For sure, for sure. And then nearly 100 episodes, 8 seasons, plus a movie, the Entourage, as you were speaking about. Like, I know that's kind of who fans sometimes think they're going to see on stage. And although some of those words were inspiring to you and really bring out the comedy in you, you know, what are folks going to see when you're on stage? I mean, is it talking about life? Is it talking about growing up in Chicago? Do you adapt it a little bit for your audiences based on where you're playing?
You definitely adapt for wherever you're playing. And this one, ironically, is my set because, you know, I went to Evanston High School. I unpacked that on stage. I unpack what it's like to run lines with my mom for Entourage and be screaming in her face as Ari Gold. And my friends couldn't believe that I was doing that.
Yeah.
So, you know, the entire show will feel like it's tailored to Chicago, but it's because that's where I'm from.
Could Entourage, by the way, could it be made today, you think? You know, we talk about sitcoms from the past, like the All in the Families and the Jeffersons and some of those things that were so, yeah, you know, troubling on the air now to viewers today that would even be on American television. But Entourage, I mean, what do you think about that show? It still tells a great story, and it was still funny as hell. So do you think it could happen today?
I think not only could it happen, but I think our lives and the culture, it would be fertile ground to explore for the backstage life of Hollywood, for an agent and a star. And I think that it would be, people miss it. And
they do.
I'm only, you know, if we stay active, and I've stayed incredibly active, you only get better at what you do. And so I'm better now than when we stopped because I have no rust on me. I've been performing 5 to 8 shows a week,
right?
You know, for the decade since we ended that show. So, you know, if you gave me a call time for tomorrow, I would shave, throw a suit on, and dig in.
I'd be ready to go. Be ready to go.
Yeah.
All right. We are talking to Jeremy Piven, June 6th at the Vic Theater. And there's more with Jeremy next on 720 WGN. All right. We are talking to actor, comedian Jeremy Piven, June 6th at the Vic Theater. So what are the must-stop places that you have to visit, Jeremy, when you're back in the Windy City?
It's funny you say that because I literally, as you can tell, I'm driving and talking to you at the same time.
Yeah.
Which, kids, do not do this at home. This is insanity. I'm driving to San Diego for my next gig.
Yeah.
And it doesn't stop. When I get to town, you know, the first thing I do is just start walking around, just to take in the city. Listen, if Chicago, and I don't mind the cold, a lot of people get freaked out by it. That's why it's not the fastest growing city in the country. If the winters were a little more manageable, you walk around that city, the architecture, the whole city is absolutely stunning. The restaurants are incredible. You've got live theater, and the town is unbelievable. And one of the first places I go to, you know, I'm a little nostalgic for, like, you know, Sunda, you know, Billy Deck's spot.
Mm-hmm.
And he's opened a bunch more of them up. I jump on a bike and I just head down the coastline, just,
yeah,
you know, Lake
Lakeshore
Michigan.
Drive. Yeah, Lakeshore Drive, yeah, for sure.
Just I usually start at Oak Street Beach and just head either direction. You got to go to the Art Institute. Got to head over to the Piven Theater, to the Goodman, Steppenwolf, Second City. It's all there. So I'm coming home.
I love it. I love it. And we welcome you back, Jeremy Piven. Jeremy will be at the Vic Theater on Friday, June 6th. Visit the Vic Theater or AXX.com for tickets. Jeremy, talk soon. And as you make your way through California and the Midwest, we can't wait to see you here in Chicago and enjoy that journey.
They mentioned WGN at the door and we'll give them a free meet and greet.
I love that. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Thank you, Jeremy, for that. Appreciate
that. Thank you,
buddy.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, have a good one. All right, you're listening to 720 WGN.